everyone, and a very warm welcome to our service of worship this morning. A particular welcome to anyone who's visiting us, or anyone who, as the pandemic hopefully recedes, is feeling confident in coming back to worship and hasn't for some time. Also a warm welcome to everyone who will be listening to the recorded version of this service for whatever reason. We do hope that you feel fully a part of our congregation this morning. This morning, as you'll have read from Weekly News, the service is a special service to share the joy of Advent. And after you've been enthused by this service, don't forget there is a further opportunity to share the Advent message at Christchurch at 6:30 this evening, when also the partnership will be handing over a very substantial cheque, thankfully, to Mike Welsh on behalf of the Desai School in Kenya. So if you can get to Christchurch at 6:30 this afternoon, that will be good, and I'm sure it will also be enjoyable. I want to emphasise a couple of items from Weekly News. First of all, the item about the Harbour Project, which I'm sure most people know does a tremendous work in and around Swindon, looking after refugees and asylum seekers, who are, of course, especially close to our hearts after the tragic events of last week. As you'll have seen in Weekly News, we have a box at the back of the church for you to make suitable donations. The suggestions that Robert has picked up are toiletries up to a value of £5, rucksacks for some reason, and men's boxer shorts for some even less clear reason to me, but not clothes otherwise. But other small gifts, I'm sure, will be welcome, and that box will be there until the 13th of December, so feel free to bring things next week if you haven't today. I have this morning put out the offering envelopes for 2022. Have a look for yours if you haven't picked them up yet. If you find envelopes there that you didn't expect or want, or you don't find envelopes that you do expect or want, please have a word with me and I will correct my records. Okay, I will now light the Christ candle to give us a few moments' pause before we begin worship. Thank you.
Good morning. It's good to see a good number of you here this morning. I have to say I was a little bit concerned with regards to the variants that we're hearing about as of the last couple of days. But God bless you all for coming, because we're here for a very special reason. We spend a moment now in quiet after that wonderful introit, reminding us we are at the beginning of Advent. Let us be still. May the Lord our God make us watchful and keep us faithful as we await the coming of the Christ child. You'll see that most of our service today proceeds without announcement. There may be one or two times in the service where that doesn't quite happen. You'll see, for example, that we're going to sing the hymn, O Come Emmanuel, four verses. I will lead in the bidding prayer, and then Eddie and Helen will come forward to speak about and light the first candle of Advent. So we sing our opening hymn, O Come Emmanuel, number 126 in Rejoice and Sing. Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us again prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear in lessons from Holy Scripture how God would visit and redeem his waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ will bring all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers and the sick are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us remember the world which God loves so much. For those who have not heard the good news of God, or who prefer not to believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place, this partnership, and throughout the world, that it may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers let us humbly offer to God in the words which Christ himself taught us, as together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. When we light our first candle, we give thanks to God for the gift of this bounteous creation, celebrating its diverse life and wondrous beauty. We know that all created life should be enabled to flourish as God intended. And yet often our actions do not treat it with value. As we face the climate crisis, we lament the ways in which creation has been stifled and altered by our actions. And yet, we also give thanks for the hope we find in the Creator as we wait for God to visit us again. Let us pray. We pray for all who work to renew the environment, to reverse the years of neglect and abuse, and bring hope and love and light to the world. We commit ourselves to play our part in protecting this most precious of gifts, and to lift up our voices mightily to call on all to do more to care for creation. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, Helen and Eddie. Some thoughts there for us to dwell on, I think, in both the Bible reading and what Robert has written in terms of our awareness of how we need to treat the world. Now, you may remember that normally we have a particular song that we sing at this point. We've changed it this year. Robert presented me with a different piece a few weeks ago and said, can you have a look at it and see if you think it's okay? Well, it's okay. What we're going to do is sing a verse each week, only verse 1 this week, verse 2 next week, and so on. But because it's new, and we'll remain seated for this, what we're going to do is the choir are going to sing the chorus, the verse, and the chorus, so you've got an idea, and then you come in and do exactly the same. The chorus, the verse, the chorus. Christmas is coming, you start by singing, and hopefully we've got the gist of it by then.
Our first lesson this morning comes from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, and I'm beginning to read from verse 1. Comfort,
O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever.
It is God's true strength. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John, the baptizer, appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
I invite you to join me in our prayer for the people of Advent. When I say, "Lord, in your mercy," will you respond, hear our prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, As once again we prepare for Christmas, help us to find time in our busy lives for quiet and thought and prayer, that we may reflect upon the wonder and allow the story of the Saviour's birth to penetrate our hearts and minds. So may our joy be deeper, our worship more real, and our lives worthier of all that you have done for us through the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray for the Church, for the wider Christian family who will be celebrating this festival in so many different ways, and for those who dare not celebrate openly. We pray for Christians in countries where there is persecution. We pray for Christians in our own country with whom we will share our celebrations. We pray for our church family. Grant that all who come into our church this Christmas time may be enabled to renew their relationship with you. Help us all to be glad of your presence and to rejoice at the coming of Jesus. May your blessing be upon all who worship with us. Give us grace to live as faithful members of your family, that we may learn each day afresh to love and serve you. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for our Queen. We ask you to bless our Queen as head of church and government. We ask that the leaders of all churches and governments cooperate to promote the well-being and stability of the world. We especially pray for our government. Where there is division, bring unity. Where there is pursuit of wealth, bring justice. Where there are lies, bring truth. Guide their thoughts, sweep away corruption. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for peace. Give peace to the world. Give peace to the victims of war, especially the refugees. Give peace to family and friends, to those who have quarrelled and need to be reconciled. Give peace in our own divided hearts. We know that without justice there can be no peace. Let peace come when all people are respected, regardless of race and religion. Let peace come when trading weapons of mass destruction is a crime. Let peace come when the earth's resources are used wisely for the common good. Let peace come when money is used to serve and not to enslave the world. Let peace come through transformation of our lives, that we may do justice, love, and kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Your Son came as the Prince of Peace and brought a message of peace for all people. Help us to be peacemakers in our own homes, at our work, or wherever we meet people, so that the peace and goodwill of Christmas can find a place in the hearts of all people. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for others, for the aged and the infirm, for the widowed and the orphans, for the sick and the suffering, for the poor and oppressed, for the unemployed and the destitute, for the hapless, the homeless, and the hopeless, for all who remember and care for them. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for our medical service, for our care home service, for our security services, for the public service, for the armed services. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for friends and family who are ill or bereaved at this time, and remember them in the quietness of our hearts. Let us pause a moment and tell you humbly what is deepest in our hearts, for you we know that you love and forgive us. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. glad with yearly expectation of thy coming. Grant that we, who with joy receive thy only begotten Son as our Redeemer, may without fear behold him when he shall come to our Judge, even thy Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. And go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no man evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honour all men. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon us and remain with us forever. Amen.